This week, New York State ordered bankrupt Interfaith Hospital to close. The company that ran the hospital into bankruptcy is called Curon Shares of America. Its sole shareholder is Corbett Price. Journalist Wayne Barrett has uncovered that mayoral candidate Bill Thompson formed a business relationship with Price in 2010. That's despite the fact that Curon and Price have cut a trail of financial and medical mismanagement, run-ins with regulators, and years of hostile relations with the healthcare workers union up and down the Eastern Seaboard. So Thompson's paid ties to Curon during a period when he was planning a second run for mayor raise important questions about his attentiveness to detail, his judgment, and his choice of associates. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein sat down with Barrett and put together this report.
Thank you, my friends.
In 2009, Bill Thompson lost the race for mayor.
A few minutes ago, I called Mayor Bloomberg to congratulate him on his victory.
Almost immediately, in January of 2010, Thompson said he'd run again in 4 years, and he went to work in the private sector. And that's where Wayne Barrett picks up the trail.
Yeah, here it is. Non-state income.
Barrett got a hold of Thompson's disclosure forms.
He starts in 2010 with a company called Curon. It is a company that manages hospitals.
Thompson's position?
It's listed on the disclosure forms as a member of an advisory board, but no advisory board actually exists. It's just Price and him.
That's Corbett Price, the sole shareholder of Curon's hospital management company and the sister company that Thompson went to work for. That company's purpose, Price said, was to, quote, shift us to become a private equity firm. The two met when Thompson worked in the Brooklyn Borough President's office in the 1990s. Price, his family, and his employees have given about $20,000 to Thompson campaigns since then.
The company itself is just baggage. It's baggage in every way.
Curon, it turns out, has had a contentious relationship with labor that goes back decades. In Maryland, it issued 650 pink slips.
You know, even on the first searches, you could see there was a story here. But if you Googled the company, which is certainly what I started to do, I would say within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I said, there's a story here, right?
A bigger story than even Barrett realized at first, because it wasn't just Maryland. When Thompson signed on, Curon was managing Interfaith Hospital in Bedford-Stuyvesant, the neighborhood where Thompson grew up. And then Barrett found another file on Curon. In 2012, Interfaith filed for bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy records, to me, is better than a good movie. I read every document. They tell you so much. The only time a private company really disgorges is when they're bankrupt.
What was in the files? 4 letters from the state of New York calling Curon's contract unacceptable, its fees contrary to law.
They say you're paying yourself bonuses that are illegal. I certainly have talked to state officials who were very involved in this. You can read in the bankruptcy papers, they're basically saying you got to do this or we're going to move against your contract. And so finally, after 4 letters and many warnings and everything else, the state does take action, and they terminate Curon's contract with the hospital that they'd managed for almost 20 years.
Corbett Price himself came under scrutiny.
And what was proven in the bankruptcy was that he never went to the hospital. The nurses union files a brief that say by observation, he never physically came there. He never had a secretary. He never had an office. He wouldn't respond to requests they made. So he just sits in his office in Harlem and never goes to work. And the judge had ordered him to be a 40-hour chief executive.
In the bankruptcy papers, Price didn't deny that charge.
He responded without ever claiming to have gone to the hospital. He just listed a bunch of phone calls that he made from his office, which, by the way, were to make sure he was getting paid. You know, I'm telling you.
Now, Thompson wasn't on the board of the hospital management company. He was on the advisory board of Curon's private equity arm. But Price was the only shareholder of both companies, and the hospital management company was under fire.
The thing was such a financial patient care mess. The state terminated his contract this year, right? And that the troubles at the hospital have been clear for years. Their mismanagement of the hospital has been clear for years.
When the hospital declared bankruptcy, Curon went to court and argued it should manage the hospital out of bankruptcy. because it was familiar with the company.
I'm on this beat for 40 years. And to find somebody who had the gall to manage a hospital into bankruptcy, and 3 days before he filed the bankruptcy, to get a new contract for $3.4 million to manage them out of bankruptcy? This is Billy's buddy. This is his business associate.
When contacted, Corbett Price would only say this about Thompson. His work for Kiron Capital was to guide us on shifting to become a private equity firm. He wasn't involved in the operations of the company on healthcare, consulting, or restructuring.
The only quote Price gave me, he didn't say he hired him for his private equity expertise. He said he hired him for private equity opportunities.
At a campaign stop on Thursday, Thompson won the endorsement of the Emergency Medical Technicians Union. I asked him afterwards about his work for Kiron.
At the time you went to work for them, they'd had a pretty contentious history with labor. Did that trouble you?
As I said, it wasn't. I didn't go to work for them.
At the time you joined the advisory board.
And the advisory board and the private equity fund was going to be an entirely different entity, an entirely different incorporation.
But it was just you and Corbett Price on the advisory board, right?
No, the advisory board was going to expand, but in the end it wound up not taking off, and I wound up not being on that board. So I was on there probably for about 6 months.
While you were there on the advisory board,
let me be real.
Kiron.
Let me Kiron be honest. I had nothing to do with Kiron. This was a separate entity that was being started up, a private equity fund. So I had nothing to do with Kiron, nothing to do with their business, nothing to do with their company, period.
As you know, Interfaith Hospital is being ordered to close. This is in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This is a hospital that was managed by Kiron. Does that upset you? Does that concern you?
I hadn't believed that that's happened for years, and I've been out there and supportive of keeping Interfaith Hospital open. You know, I've been at rallies and supporting Interfaith Hospital staying open. So I firmly believe that Interfaith needs to stay open, period.
And if somebody felt like, why were you working for this company?
Pushing this.
Nothing more to say?
No, that's it.
If you want to run for mayor, which he had already announced he was going to do, pick the companies you associate yourself with. But he works for three companies in his post-controller life. He should be careful about the ones he selects. And he wasn't.
Despite repeated requests, Thompson's campaign wouldn't say how much Thompson earned for his work for Kiron.